observing first Mishnah of Yeshua, Aime, Nida, Shiyoshva, Imatayr, Bemita. So Nida's also a similar status to herself, that she's also Matama in the same fashion. So she was sitting with a woman who was Tahira in the bed. Kippa Shebe Roisha, Tami Midris. The hair covering of the other woman is Tami Midris, even though it was Tahir till now. Because also over here, we assume that each one is affecting the position of the other one. And like we said before, one on the bottom is affecting the one on the top. It's considered that he's some way holding up the other one. And everything on him also becomes Tami Midris. Yoshua Visvina is sitting in a boat. Kelem Shebereish Hanes Shebesvina Tamei Midris. Even the Kelem that are on the top of the staff of the boat, also Tami Midris, because once again that sometimes tilts in the direction that it's tilting down and the Zav is going up. This Zav takes a basket full of clothing. If they're heavy, then they're Tami. It's talking about that the two of them are taking it together. And therefore, if it's lightweight, so we don't need they're not leaning on one another. Each one is managing by himself. But it's heavy. Each one is sometimes leaning on one another, and therefore, it's considered a situation that the zov may be supported by the toha. Zov shehikish al gizutcha, zov that knocked on some type of protrusion sticking out of the building, nafal kikash al truma, and it caused a loaf of bread to fall down, then it is tahor. Why? Because even though it fell because of this hekesh of the zov, it's not considered that he moved it around. It's considered more indirect.